First Committee to order. Members of the committee, we're going to have a public hearing and work session on House Bill 2539. If I could read, I'd be dangerous. We all get our numbers mixed up, and I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2539. Patrick, why don't you bring us up to date?
Yes, Madam Chair. Thanks. Members of the committee, House Bill 2539 increases the maximum permissible license fees for certain types of food processing businesses based on annual gross sales or services. Before you also, the Dash 1 amendments, which replace the measure for simplification purposes, legislative council drafted it that way. I'm sure some of our witnesses will be going through the amendments. They look sizably larger than the original measure, but as they'll explain, each of the sections is printed twice, with the even-numbered sections taking effect on January 2nd, 2010. We do not, at this time, have a fiscal or revenue impact statement, but the measure has a subscript called the Ways and Means, so it will be going down to the Ways and Means Committee.
Great.
If the committee takes action.
Thank you. We have Joe Gilliam here from the Urban Groceries to explain it to us, the Dash 1, and answer any questions. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Joe Gilliam. I represent the Oregon Grocery Association. The amendments are a little confusing, and they are a little daunting in the size, but it's truly because of form from legislative council that you have so much paper in front of you. So we'll try to sort through that for you. Once I give you the secret password, you'll understand it very quickly. What I provided you with is
acronyms.
What's that?
As long as it's not an acronym.
I don't think we have too many acronyms
okay.
today, so I think we're okay.
Okay.
I gave you a packet, a reorganized packet from the original packet I gave you the day I was handed out, this packet here. If you'll go to the third page, I will give you the secret password here. On the third page, you see this is for all the meat sellers. Okay, section one, I also gave you a one-page kind of map of the bill also, so you know what's in each section. But in section one of the bill, it's every two sections deals with one category. So section one and two deal with meat category. As you look at this document here, the first section deals with this middle box, and that's the fee level that we're moving to. So if you go over to column I, and you see the 100, 150, 200, 250 column as it goes down. Mm-hmm. I'll follow that.
Yeah.
That is what is put into section one. Mm-hmm. So we're raising or changing the fees to those levels from what they are currently. And that's the amendment you have in section one. Now, section two deals with the box at the bottom. And that's the growth that's going on. But what Section 2 deals with is the very far 2009 numbers. And what it does, it says, if we took no action in the 2009 legislative session, those would be the new caps on fees. Those would be the static caps. But the new fees in the first box above are dealt in Section 1 and also the growth factor. It's a 2% growth factor each year that the department can do. And that's all in Section 1. And all Section 2 does is set the cap if we do nothing in 2009. This is repeated throughout this bill. Sections 3 deal with food processors, retail, and food warehouse sections. And then Section 4 deals with the caps for food processors, retail, food warehouse, and so on and so forth throughout the bill. Sections 7 and 8 do not deal with any category. And I meant to go back and look at those this morning. They don't deal with any of the categories. I think they are purely housekeeping and references that LLC needed to put in to make the bill work. So we went through and looked at, in each one of these categories, if you went through each page here and flipped through meat sellers, food processors, retailers, these are in order of the bill, we went back and checked every number and every cap number, and everything does match in the amendments. It's been done correctly. And what you will see in the statute is sections, all the odd number sections, if you will be in statute in the big print. And for the time being, in the small print below there, will be all the even numbered statutes. And come 2009, if we didn't act, the statute would be repealed, the small print would become the big print, and that's what would go into effect. when you first look at this bill, it's a little daunting because you're seeing duplication throughout it. So we can talk about anything you'd like, Madam Chair, if there's individual numbers you want to specifically address or individual categories. We have many of the industry members here in the room, but that's essentially what the bill does.
And that's what the Dash 1 amendment replaces the bill?
Yes, and for Representative Verley, Representative Roblin, Representative Sumner, and Representative Boquist, welcome to your first cut and stuff.
Okay. Didn't want to see that. What they don't know won't hurt them.
That's right.
I figured out when its effort said delete pages 2 through 9.
There's your gut part.
Study. Okay. Any questions from the committee on this?
Madam Chair, I have
Representative
one question.
Sure.
I just want to go back to the last time you were here and make a note in my file. In the 2001-2002, I guess in the previous biennium schedule, just to clarify,
yes.
What we did is we took money out of the reserve, I believe, Madam Chair, and that's what we offset this with. So the governor's, if you look at the line that says general fund was $428,000, mm-hmm. because we took reserve money and covered the previous.
Yes.
The biennium before that, what was that general fund amount, just approximately, do you remember?
In the 0103?
Right.
The general fund amount... It started out, actually, in 03-05, started at $1.8 million and then was cut to $400,000. The previous, we may have to call the department on that one, the previous budget, I believe, was above the $2 million mark, but we may want to bring them up.
I'm just looking for a general ballpark.
Yeah. Okay. So $1.4 million was taken out of it last, this biennium, and then it was a little higher than the previous biennium.
Right. Thank you, Minister.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Seeing none.
Madam Chair, I think we may have just reorganized that front cover page for you, so you have every proposal and every scenario is on that front page. So as the term from Ways and Means is hydraulics, if you were to look at one comparison to the other, you could look at to see what it would do in terms of general fund or fees or anything like that.
Is the Department of Ag on board with this?
They are. They've been very supportive of this and coming to a compromise and trying to find a way. We spent 8 months with them at the table and coming down to trying to get something to work. And we feel very comfortable that this could work. Obviously, for them, they're looking at a total number, and we need to, you know, their position. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but it's to see that $3.5 million from the general fund be put in to get them to their full funding figure.
Good. Thank you. Any other questions? Don't see any. Thank you. I didn't have anybody else signed up. Does anybody else want to comment or anything before I close the public hearing? Close public hearing on House Bill 2539, and I'll open a work session on House Bill 2539, and I'll entertain a chair. Motion, Representative Roblin.
Madam Chair, I move adoption of House Bill 2539-1 amendments, dated February 21st.
Thank you. I have a motion from Representative Roblin to move the Dash 1 amendments dated February 21. Do I have any discussion?
Madam Chair, I'd just make one comment. I think the industry's done an exceptionally good job of sitting down with the Department of Agriculture and trying to come up with a workable compromise that they can accept, and their small businesses and even larger agriculture businesses can work together with the Department of Ag.
Great. Thank you. Probably glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Any objections? So ordered. We'll move the Dash 1 amendment, dated February 21.
Madam Chair, I move the House Bill 2539 as amended to the floor. Well, not to the floor. To the floor. I do pass recommendation and the bill referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Thank you. Representative Roland has moved House Bill 2539 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So moved. Proposed work session on House Bill 2539. You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You guys don't understand.
Committee, we don't have anything else before us today. We have two of the four bills that we were going to introduce as committee bills. So rather than do them two now and two next week, we're just going to wait till next week when we get them back from Legislative Council, and there may be others by then, too. So that's why we're not doing that. So I don't think we're going to meet on Monday, but we're starting to get quite a few bills assigned to us, so we will be meeting. I'm going to try to keep it to two meetings a week, just so you know. And I guess they aren't going to serve coffee anymore, so you have to bring your own coffee.
So the two meetings a week are going to be usually Wednesday and Friday?
We're going to try Wednesday and Friday.
But not
yeah.
this Friday.
Not this Friday. There's no meeting this Friday, and there's no meeting scheduled for Monday at this point. We're going to have to kind of stick to, you know, the call of the chair, depending on the pressure of the bills. But I don't see us, you know, having to do that at this point. So maybe by mid-March, we will have to. So with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.